Developer Shelves Atlantic Shores Seeks to Cancel or ECS, written by John Crop Lee and read by an automated voice. Atlantic Shores Offshore Wind is putting its 1.5 gigawatts New Jersey offshore wind proposal on hold. The developer petitioned the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities to terminate the order providing the project with offshore renewable energy certificates, the subsidies that would make construction financially feasible. The petition said in the wake of President Donald Trump's Day 1 action targeting offshore wind development, Atlantic Shores has had to cancel contracts for key components and services, reduce its personnel, and not make planned investments. Most recently, this includes cancellation of the interconnection service agreement and associated upgrades to the regional transmission grid, the petition indicated. The developer wrote that the petition follows tremendous efforts and investment of resources in the fully permitted project. The sums were redacted in a public copy provided to Net Zero Insider on June 9. The BPU said it will review the petition but added it still believes offshore wind has value. The state continues to recognize the immense potential of offshore wind to create jobs, stimulate economic development, and contribute significantly to our clean energy targets. We will continue to ensure that New Jersey remains a leader in clean and affordable energy for residents and businesses. Atlantic Shores CEO Joris Veldhoven said in a prepared statement that this is not the end of the project, only the end of a chapter. This reset period presents us an opportunity to ensure utility customers continue to get a fair deal for critical infrastructure delivery. And with record demand for electricity outpacing supply, one thing's for sure, New Jersey needs more power generation. Atlantic Shores Offshore Wind was a joint venture between Shell New Energies US and EDF Renewables North America. Since the 2021 OREC order, it has encountered the same headwinds as nearly every other offshore wind proposal from Maryland to Maine. It submitted a rebid for the Atlantic Shores one in 2024, in the fourth New Jersey offshore wind solicitation, along with a new proposal for Atlantic Shores 2. But the state abandoned that solicitation in early 2025, in part due to President Trump's opposition to offshore wind. Also, Shell quit the partnership. Further, the Trump administration suspended the air quality permit issued to Atlantic Shores during the Biden administration, without which construction could not proceed, and gave no indication when that permit might be usable again. Other New Jersey proposals have had problems as well. Ørsted became the first developer in the current era to cancel a U.S. offshore wind project outright when it spiked its permitted Ocean Wind 1 and 2 projects in 2023. Leading Light Wind had trouble finding a turbine supplier and was granted a delay by the BPU in 2024. Attentive Energy sought and received a delay from the BPU on some of its obligations earlier in 2025. U.S. Wind. There was more optimistic news farther down the coast. U.S. Wind received the final permit it needs from Maryland to proceed to construction of the wind projects, has contracted with that state. But here too, the move does not guarantee clear sailing. Maryland's offshore wind ambitions also have run into complications. Ørsted canceled the state contract for Skipjack Wind and placed the project on hold. Giant wind turbines were deemed incompatible with government activity off parts of the state's coastline, at least in the near future. U.S. Wind received bigger or ECS for its projects, Marwin 1 and Momentum Wind. And, of course, an outspoken wind power opponent was elected U.S. president a year and a half after Maryland Governor Wes Moore set an 8.5 gigawatts offshore wind goal for his state. Trump since has put an indefinite hold on new offshore wind leases and ordered a review of previously permitted projects. This potentially ratchets up the risk and uncertainty for a developer that holds all necessary permits and must decide whether to take a final investment decision and move toward start of construction of one of these multi-billion dollar projects, which proved to be risky propositions even under President Biden. U.S. Wind still is awaiting a county-level construction permit in Delaware, where it plans to land its export cable and build a substation, but it has secured its federal approvals. And with a June 6 construction permit from the State Department of the Environment, it holds all Maryland permits as well. Net Zero Insider asked when U.S. Wind might make a final investment decision on its offshore wind proposal. A spokesperson did not directly address the query but provided a statement from CEO Jeff Grabowski. U.S. Wind's projects will produce massive amounts of homegrown energy and will help satisfy the region's critical need for more electricity. We look forward to continued engagement with the state as we work to bring this critical energy project online.